I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word, it's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh, out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told, I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown, when a voice from within said, save your soul. I didn't want to be told, things were looking up, and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy, and a Romeo, and anywhere I went, I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know, until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow you around, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chop the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise, yeah. Wise up, no compromise, and listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Saturday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio and OC Music Now, live with Mikey Miranda. Mikey, take it away.
Thank you, Maria. I want to thank you and all your sponsors for having us today on this beautiful day, Saturday, at the Sinopolis and Ranch of Santa Margarita. Let me tell you guys, we got a special guest today. These guys kick ass. I mean, I've seen them at Canyon, ripping it up, shredding it up. You guys like rock and roll, you guys will love this band. I want to introduce Soaked Raisins, Rum Soaked Raisins. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right. How you doing, Mikey?
Good, man. Good. Hey, I want to thank you guys for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
Right on, man. Hey, I want to ask you guys, can you guys tell me a little bit about what type of music you guys play and who's in your band?
Yeah, I'll start out. Type of music, well, we started 10 years ago doing covers. We still do the covers a lot on the weekends. Our original CD is a mixture of old school classic riffs, kind of a little bit of Zep, a little bit of Stone Temple Pilots, and a little bit of folk, country, blues, old school, kind of a lot of different styles wrapped together on our original project from the different influences from the guys in the band. Wouldn't you say that's right, Ken?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. It's just kind of an eclectic mix of all of our influences throughout the past.
Yeah, we wanted to do a CD where every song didn't sound like the song before it, which is kind of like our favorite bands, how they will give you a variety of styles on a particular CD. There's some slower stuff, there's some acoustic stuff, and then there's some really just straightforward rockers as well. So it's that diversity, you know, that we're going for, so.
Well, that's good to hear, and I just wanted to also introduce myself. My name is Laura Ramirez, and I'm co-hosting with Mikey Miranda here for OCMusicNow.com in sunny Orange County in the city branch of Santa Margarita, California. We're here in the Sinopolis Theater, and just wanted to continue with our questions in regards to your music. I mean, first of all, how many bandmates make up the whole band?
We're a four-piece. So we have Chaos on vocals, I'm on guitar, and we have the bass player and drummer, four-piece.
Okay, so it's a four-piece band. Awesome. And then how did you guys come up with your band name? Because it's a pretty eclectic, how you were saying with your music, that it's pretty eclectic and it's unique. So if you can just tell us a little bit of background about how you guys came up with your band name.
Go ahead, Brother Chaos.
Well, that story goes back actually 10 years when we were practicing in a lockout, 24-hour lockout in, where was that? This was City Orange, Anaheim, somewhere?
Buena Park, yeah, the village, the storage unit village, yeah.
Buena Park, we were practicing some of our songs back in the day, and one of our bass players started complaining about his fingers hurting. I guess we had been playing for quite a while, and anyway, my grandfather, he's in his 90s, I was telling him, I said, well, my grandpa swears by these rum-soaked raisins. He eats them every morning, and he takes these raisins and he soaks them in rum for a couple weeks and eats 9 of them. I don't know why that particular number is what it was, but 9 raisins every morning, and he swears by it for his rheumatoid arthritis. So I was telling the bass player, you know, hey, maybe you need some rum-soaked raisins. And our drummer at the time started cracking up, and I said, well, that's a pretty good response, you know. So we were trying to come up with band names, I figured a good laugh was a good reaction. So you may not remember the name, but if you see it again, I think it kind of sticks in your mind. So, but that's based from rheumatoid arthritis remedy.
Very cool. It's Mikey. Sorry, guys. I had to go run downstairs. We're at the movie theater. They have the radio way too loud over here, so I'm back. Hey, we want to play a song, Trip the Trip. Can you guys tell us a little bit about the song before we play for the audience?
Okay.
Trip the Trip, it's kind of just a straightforward, I think that's pretty, got a good influence from some Stone Temple Pilots, a straightforward rock and roll. It's just about putting your head in a space where you need to clear it and enjoy the ride in life and enjoy rock and roll, enjoy music. It's all about just keeping it real.
Nice. All right. Well, listen to here, you guys. This is Rum Soaked Raisins and Trip the Trip. Let's hear it out.
Right on.
That was awesome. These guys, let me tell you, Rum Soaked Raisins, they gave me a CD about a couple months ago. That's one of my favorite songs, Trip to Trip. Hey, you guys, you still there?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right on, man. Hey, I want to thank you guys again. I'm sorry, the first part of the show, we had some loudness over here at the theater. I want to introduce Laura Ramirez, our co-host here, me, Mike Brand, the host, and Rum Soaked Raisins here on the show today. Hey, you guys, you know, I ask a lot of bands on my show, can you give any advice to, like, new musicians that are coming out there, getting their name out there? Can you give them some, like, advice for them to, you know, get their name out there?
Well, I think it starts with, you know, the music that you're doing and staying true to what your vision is. And I guess that's just my quick two cents to anyone starting is play the music that, you know, inspires you. Don't worry about here. Just play music, create music that inspires yourself, and that passion of it will come through, and just, you know, start slowly spreading the word through the different social media sites. Ken could probably offer something on top of that, too.
Nice.
Yeah, I think you know, the main thing is just don't give up. Just keep going. Never give up. And just do as much as you possibly can show wise. I mean, it's all about getting out there and being heard. And now with social media, of course, it makes it a lot easier to be able to be heard. But there's nothing better than getting out in person, face to face, and seeing someone live. So it's just about being, you know, getting out there and playing as much as you can, and never giving up.
Okay, cool. David, I wanted to ask you, this is Laura, co-host with Mikey here. How long have you guys had your band established? I mean, how long have you guys been, you know, partying with the music and doing your gigs and all that?
Well, we started 10 years ago, believe it or not, and spent most of the last 10 years doing covers. And then I guess last year, you know, we decided, hey, let's just put some tunes together and, you know, take our influences and songs that we've been kind of working with and let's make an original CD and see what happens. And that was a lot of fun. And it turned out where the, you know, feedback we get from people has been real good. So, but yeah, 10 years running, man. It's been our 10th year anniversary.
Wow, that's awesome. That's something to be proud of. I mean, considering how music can be sometimes so volatile and with the different bandmates and temperaments and attitudes, I mean, that's a big, huge accomplishment. So, you know, congrats to that big milestone of yours.
Thank you.
Now, I know you were saying that you have a lot of different genres in your music, you know, you're pretty eclectic music. What type of music inspires you, especially from the last few songs that you guys put out there in your album? Like, it's either like a genre of music or a specific artist, or what inspires you the most in what you do as far as your music in your last album?
Well, you want to go to the cast on that one?
You know, for me, it's just, you know, I can't know if I could really pick one artist, but, you know, rock and roll is what I grew up on, so it's definitely more of a rock-based thing. You know, I started out listening to Elton John and Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd is probably my biggest influence, but, you know, I think some of the newer stuff is actually Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, that kind of stuff is actually a big influence on me, Alice in Chains as well. But then it goes back to old school stuff, all the way back to Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and that type of thing. Maybe some Elton John, Fleetwood Mac. I got a lot of influences. It's really hard to pick just one particular one, but I think it's pretty broad range. But for me, vocally,
yeah,
you know,
I'm with you on that one too. Yeah, exactly. It's that we've all listened to so many different, you know, bands. Even if you look at, you know, the bands that came out in the 90s that started it with the grunge, look at the pool of influences they drew upon. I mean, there's so much Beatles and Nirvana. It's amazing. So we all draw from the same pool, so to speak. It's kind of a matter of, you know, all the stuff we've listened to and using that as a foundation for these songs. Like for me, a lot of Zeppelin, Beatles, and of course, 90s bands like Stone Temple Pilots. You can also hear some Godsmack influences and just a lot of different stuff. But, it, you know, you blend all those different ingredients together and you get some good stuff out of it.
Nice, yeah, definitely. So I'm a 90s chick, and so definitely for me, 90s rock music has always been my favorite decade for music. But definitely also I'm a big Beatles fan and the Ramones and you know, Fleetwood Mac. I mean, you can't go wrong with them either. So that's a pretty nice assortment of music that you guys take from and get inspiration. Now, another question that I would like to ask you guys is, what's your goals? Like, do you guys want to get into mainstream music, like into the music industry? I mean, where do you guys see yourselves 5-10 years from now? Now that you guys have combined an album with a compiled some songs in that album, I mean, where do you guys want to be or see yourselves in the next 5-10 years?
Well, that's struggle.
Stage.
What was that again?
I see myself on the big stage touring the world with, you know, headlining is what I see myself doing, but You know, for me, that's what it's all about. I mean, the love of just getting out there and reaching more people, the more the merrier. And this is what I've been doing ever since I've uttered my first, you know, note out of my mouth, is I know it's something I always wanted to do. So for me, that's always been my goal, is to reach as many people as possible. So, I mean, if I can get out and do it all across the world, that's my end result. And, you know, I think with the original album, it's finally going to start coming together. And the response we get from people already. So.
Okay, sounds good.
Very cool, man. A sold-out show, right, with thousands and millions of people there. That would be my goal. Hey, guys, can you tell us where you guys grew up and how you guys met? And, like, if you guys have family members that played music when you guys were growing up, can you tell us a little bit about your guys' history?
No, I grew up back east, Connecticut, but I've been out here for a long time on the West Coast. Actually, I started a little music project with some buddies at work just as a weekend kind of, you know, hang around and play some old music stuff. And then we decided to just go further with it and put an ad out there looking for a singer.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Ken gave us a call and came down for an audition. I think after about hearing him sing for 10 seconds, we were like, all right, we found a guy for a singer.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd been a long road for me. I had been reading the ads for months and, you know, probably years actually. So it was meant to be, you know. I mean, there's been a lot of things that brought us together. We both have the same birthday, and there's just a lot of weird, cool energies out there that have brought us together. But
I mean, I think you couldn't ask for better energies. I mean, especially for being in the band and having the same bandmates for over 10 years. I mean, that synergy and that energy that comes with each and one of you needs to reflect in your music, and it obviously does. I mean, the song that we just heard is wicked. I mean, I really like it, and I mean, it's something to be proud of, and at the same time, it's something to build on for future patterns in your music and for future changes potentially in your music. You know, with growth comes change, and so that's awesome. That's really cool. Well, I just really wanted to ask you, you know, now that you've told me, you know, what's your inspiration, what type of people or musicians inspire you and stuff, and I always like to ask this for musicians, you know, if you make it into the mainstream music industry, what would be a band or an artist that you would like to open for, as far as, you know, getting your music and your band ahead as a future role potentially?
Well, real quick, I guess, boy, if you shoot big and think of a big band you'd like to open up for, my favorite band from the 90s on out has been Stone Temple Pilots.
I'd have to agree with that. So that'd be one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be one of my big ones. Foo Fighters, maybe. They're another good one.
Okay, cool. And then another question that it's usually my staple question for musicians, and you usually ask it after you guys answer that question, is how would you know that you've made it in the industry, that you've made it, not even in the industry, like just on your own personal development and personal growth, you know. I mean, for women, it might be, you know, a handbag or a dress or shoes, or for guys, it might be, you know, a car or a house or a style of vacation or a style of living. Like, how would you know that you've made it, and what do you attach that with?
Well, for me, when we get to a point where we've got some people that are willing to carry our equipment in the bar and give us more than two drinks for free, I think that's a start.
That's a good start, yeah. You know, aside from the monetary thing, you know, I mean, I've been able to buy the house and the car and that kind of thing. I mean, that's all good, but, you know, I felt a really good taste of that just here recently. You know, doing a show after we have done a couple original shows opening up for UFO and Michael Schenker and a few others. But and after passing out the CD and whatnot, we did some local shows and just having people come to the show, and they were actually singing our lyrics along to the songs with us when we were doing our original songs. And for me, that was one of the biggest things in my life that's really hit me was, you know, having somebody actually you know, knowing the lyrics and knowing the music and saying, hey, I listen to that CD all the time, and it's really inspiring me. It's inspiring my kids, and just hearing somebody being able to sing along with me, that really blew my mind.
You know, that's a really great answer, because I've asked the same questions, these last two questions that I just asked you guys. It's really interesting the type of answer you give me, and it's a really nice answer, because I've asked these questions to other artists, and they've always given me something monetary, an object or money or just a status, you know. And it's really nice to hear from a band and from musicians how the fans inspire them, you know, or their children listening to their own music and stuff like that, and knowing that once you hit that milestone, that's the pivotal marker of hitting that milestone for you guys. So, you know, I applaud that, you know, because a lot of the times we do live in a materialistic world, and to hear such answer, you know, to have my kids listen to my music or the fans or handing out the CD, or that's just a really good answer in regards to how you guys view yourselves as a band and how you guys have those types of values. So I applaud that. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's made the last 10 years a really, really fun ride. We're doing it for the love of what we do, and that's carried us through. So we'll be doing this for a lot longer, too.
Right on. Hey, you guys are listening to that music now, Rum Soaked Raisins. Hey, if you guys want to call in to talk to these guys, the number is 347-857-3760. Hey, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, can you tell us a little bit about the song Get It Started?
Ken can add two on that. It's a peppy, kind of upbeat song. It's probably one of the folks' favorites when they request stuff, but Ken can tell you a little bit about what it's about lyric-wise.
Yeah, you know, that song, it just hit me. It was just a really poppy riff, and, you know, it's mainly just about coming together and just getting the party started, getting the energy started, and, you know, bringing everybody together and getting everybody on the same wavelength and, you know, just bringing the energies together. That's for me what it's all about, just feeling the groove and keeping it rocking.
Right on. You're going to listen to OC Music now with Rum Soaked Raisins. We're going to take a quick break and listen to Get It Started.
Right on.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
We've got to get
You're listening to OC Music Now, supporting local music entertainers in Orange County. This is Mike and Laura here. And, hey, you guys, we have a question from the outside. His name is Jim. Jim, are you on there?
I'm here.
All right. You have a question for the Soak Rum Raisin?
Yeah, I heard these guys a couple times, and I want to know why. They're too good of a band to be down here in OC only. When are they going to travel north to San Francisco?
What's up?
Hey. What's up, brother?
Hey, just get us a gig up there, man, and we'll make the coast up there.
Right,
yeah,
on,
we definitely got to get up that way.
Got to do it. You guys are awesome, man.
And you're
awesome,
and Jim, you're from San Francisco?
As of now.
Nice. Got some fans in the East Bay. There we go. Nice. I'm a 49ers fan, so.
And I'm a Giants fan, so where
should we go? Well, let's not go there. We weren't talking sports. We're Rum Soak Raisin fans.
I think we have fans in Alcatraz, too, if I had to bet.
Right? Nice. Well, right on, Jim. Thanks for going on air with us today.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Hey, you guys, quick question for you. I ask this to a lot of entertainers out there. How do you guys put yourself to the limit to make the sound? You know, because I play bass myself, and we practice, like, almost every day when I was with the band. Like, how do you guys push yourself to make the sound so crisp and right the way you guys want it to be?
Well, in terms of the originals or just when we play live in general, both?
Yeah, in general.
Oh, gosh. You know, the more you play, I guess, the tighter you get just to know your fellow musicians and the nuances of when you play. And you know, we just love playing. I think that's why we play so much, is really just for the love of it. And so it's a function of hours spent doing something you really, really love doing, man. And just it gets easier and easier, tighter and tighter.
Nice. Very cool. And I see you guys at Canyons here in Rancho San Margarita. Do you guys play anywhere else besides Canyons?
Oh yeah, we play all over Orange County, LA, all over, anywhere, anybody that'll have us, right?
Yeah, probably a lot of places, primarily Riverside, all through the Riverside, LA counties. I mean, Orange counties, a lot of different venues. And now that you bring it up, I'll do a quick shout out. We're playing, for those interested, we're playing July 28th, Sunday, opening up for Jefferson Starship at the Coach House. So if anyone wants tickets below the door price, just send us a message on Facebook.
Awesome. That's good to know. Definitely all those that want to head down there, I mean, it's a great venue to play at, too. So quick question for you guys. I know that you introduced your bandmates and what they play. Now, in the future, would you guys like to introduce other instruments into your music, maybe like a trumpet or like a cello? I mean, I see different artists, as they grow with their music, they grow with their instruments as well. So I just wanted to ask and see if you guys would foresee in the future, in the growth of your music, adding different instruments to your music.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, we already got a good brother of ours, Magic, on harmonica, who plays with us. And you know, all throughout the past 10 years, we've had a lot of people come up. We're pretty open as far as letting people come up and sit in with us if they halfway know what they're doing. We've had saxophones. We've had trombones. I think we've had and a lot of harmonicas.
Keyboards, we had a guy, we've had some people singing on keyboards to add some flavor to the songs. Don't you play trumpet, Ken?
Yeah, I play trumpet myself and a little bit of keyboards too. So there's definitely definitely going to be some keyboards probably down the road. But, you know, I mean, I think with the way music is today, I just heard a song on the radio. I'm not even for sure. I can't remember the artist, but I mean, they put the trumpet in there now, and I mean, it's a good way to blend you know, blend anything you want nowadays. I think anything goes if you can blend it well. So Sublime comes to mind for me as one of the bands that introduces a wide variety of instruments that I love.
We always welcome musicians that show up to see us play. If they want to sit in, we're always up to that, yeah?
Cool, yeah, that's nice to know because, you know, as we grow older, you know, we tend to grow into new tendencies and tend to be curious about different, instruments that can help or add to the taste of our music. So that's really good to know. I'd like to see also if you guys can answer this truthfully. What's most fun about playing music to you guys? I mean, on an individual level. I know as a band, I mean, it's having the friendship there, it's growing together, bonding and stuff. But what's fun about what you do? I mean, we always hear about, you know, if you stay at your job because you feel that it's a positive, it's fun for you, and so that's something similar to what musicianship's all about, too. It's about having fun, but what makes it fun for you?
Well, I love playing guitar, and I told myself before I started the band that if I wasn't putting smiles on people's faces and getting them moved by the music, I would just play at home and leave it at that, but that's a lot of it is when, you know, we're out there and I look out and I see smiles and faces and a lot of dancing and hooting and hollering. You know, when you can affect people with doing something you love doing, that keeps me going, man.
Nice. So I'm going to twist it up on you guys because I'm in a band myself. We have so many embarrassing moments and adventures. Can you tell the audience, like, your guys' most embarrassing moment or crazy adventure you want to share today?
How long of a show do we have today? I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm the same way, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd say most of the really embarrassing ones I probably don't even remember, but I remember in particular doing some stage diving and rolling around the stage and getting my hair caught in the bass pedal, actually the bass kick drum microphone stand or something. I got my hair cut in back when I had long hair, and I was laying on the floor with my hair attached to the drummer's kick drum, and I really couldn't move anywhere, so I pretty much had to lay there and finish out the song laying on the stage trying to roll around. So that was pretty embarrassing for me.
Ouch. Yeah.
I think one time we were doing a party, I think it was a frat party in Redlands, and I had a wireless microphone set up on my guitar. I remember I had to go hit the restroom really bad during the middle of Play That Funky Music White Boys. So luckily, having a wireless, I was able to make the trek about 50 yards to the porta potty, and I didn't miss a beat, though. I kept the song going.
Nice. All right, guys. Can you guys tell us a little bit about Peeling an Orange, the song, before we start playing it?
Peeling an Orange. You know, that's, for me, I don't know why, but I always get kind of a Grateful Dead vibe from that song. And I know, I think Dave, you Led Zeppelin maybe for you, but, you know, that song was kind of hard for me to come up with lyrics. I don't know why. I had the hardest time, and the song was already written. David already had it written and had it done, and I was just having a hard time coming up with something. I was finding the energy, and I was driving back and forth down to the studio as we were recording, and I think I was ended up being like one of the last songs that we played or recorded, but it just kind of finally hit me on the way down there, and we were just sitting around chilling, drinking some beers, and just smoking out and having a good time, and you know, I think that's kind of what inspired it, so...
Very cool. All right, you guys are listening to Rum Soaked Raisins at OC Music Now. Let's check out Peeling Orange.
You and
great song, and just wanted to remind the listeners out there, this is Laura Ramirez co-hosting with Mikey Miranda from OC Music, OCMusicNow.com at sunny Southern California in the city of Rancho Santa Margarita, and we are spending our afternoon together at the Sinopolis Theater. Just wanted to say thank you for the band that we're hosting and that we're getting to know a little bit better. And so I thank you guys for your time and for your energy that you bring to the interview and stuff. So I really, really wanted to say thank you about that.
Well, thank you.
Our pleasure.
here's an off-the-wall question for you guys. I mean, I'm a Southern California girl. I surf, I rollerblade, I skateboard, I play soccer. And usually whenever I used to, do competitive sports and stuff, I usually get nervous, and it usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes before I get acclimated to my environment and loosen up. So my question to you guys is, how long does it take for you guys to get, if you get nervous, that's my first question. And the second question is, how long does it take for you guys to get acclimated, like if you're doing the show, in order for all those nerves to get out of your system?
That's a great question. Well, for me, sometimes if we do the bigger shows, for me the anxiousness is before I get on stage. That's when I start to go, okay, and then you feel a little bit that way. But then once you start playing, it just all settles down. So maybe in the very beginning a little bit, but after a while, it doesn't, the anxiousness sometimes for the larger shows we do is just before you get up there. And then once I'm on stage, it's like, okay, very comfortable.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd say same for me too. You know, I mean, I'm pretty nervous too when it comes to doing the bigger shows. But as soon as that first note hits, it kind of all goes away. But in the beginning, it took a while. Especially, 10 years ago, it took a while. And when you're not familiar with your stuff, it's all about, I think, just being familiar with your territory, and then the rest of it will flow.
Good answer. And a question that goes along with that kind of answer is, do you guys have any rituals or anything that you do before a show to get you, like, hyped up, or, something that's been in your tradition for the last 10 years as a band that before you go on and do a show?
Yoga?
Yoga.
Oh, God. Sometimes I do yoga while I play at the same time. It's kind of amazing.
I do that as well.
Yeah, that's challenging.
I definitely do some meditations. Is a good thing for me. I definitely try to do that, maybe a little warm-up. But we're in Southern California. There's always a good opportunity to get relaxed. And, you can't help but not want to be, not be ready to go. So for me, it's just meditating, getting in the zone.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer because, I would think you guys would listen to your own music or music from someone else to inspire you. I mean, definitely doing the before a soccer game or something. The girls' team used to listen to the Eye of the Tiger, the Rocky team. So I don't know. The yoga is cool, though. I think that would be better.
I was going to add that sometimes it helps when we wake up an hour before the show, too. It helps me sometimes.
I have a question for you guys because, it happens. Well, it doesn't happen to us a lot, but every once in a while. How do you guys handle yourself? Like, if you guys make a glitch or, a wrong note in a live performance in front of people, how do you guys handle that?
We always point to the bass player. That's why we've had more than one.
Why am I not a bass player? See, I'm a bass player. So. I was just running on.
Yeah, we shine the spotlight on. Yeah, we put the spotlight on them.
It's easy. So, if I make a mistake playing guitar, everyone hears it right away, so I just have to laugh about it. I know... It's funny, every now and then if Ken misses a lyric, that's always funny because, that's like an Ozzy Osbourne moment. People love it when the singer, forgets a lyric here and there. But, gosh, you're the guitar player, man. The whole room hears the wrong chord. I just got to laugh, that's all.
Yeah, try not to focus on it. That's the main thing. That for me, if if I mess up, then I just try to get it out of my mind as quick as possible, you know, just, and move on to the next thing. Because I've had those moments where I've focused on it, and it definitely can have an issue if you do that. So mainly, let it go.
If you're not willing to make a mistake, you're not playing from the heart, man. That's where I look at it.
That's right. That's right. You hear that, folks? Right from the heart. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors today, B&B Builders and Remodeling, Surf Pro and Laguna Niguel, Laguna Hills. Just want to thank you guys for making this show happen for us and supporting us. I think Laura has one more question. I think we're going to go on a quick break, and then we'll come back to play one more song and do some shout-outs.
So, guys, being a lady and all, I have to ask, how does your music influence the way you style yourself, like the way you dress? And because you always see, like, these rock stars, and they always dress a certain type of way. So just wanted to ask you if your music influences the way you dress, and if so, what kind of style is it? Is it like ripped jeans or, you know, shorts or, I don't know, just how does that impact you, your music?
Well, I'll go real quick. I grab whatever clothes are not on the floor that have been stepped on for the last 3 days. That's my wardrobe for the night. Go ahead, Ken.
don't shower for a few days, yeah. You gotta let those pheromones, you know, radiate and bring the crowd together. No, I just put whatever I wear every day, pretty much. I mean, other than the scarf thing, is which I'm known for. You know, a lot of people giving me scarves to put on my mic stand, and over the years, so that's kind of my signature thing. That's the only thing that's really influenced me from the music. But otherwise, I just put on what I wear to the beach or wherever.
Awesome, yeah. Scarves are pretty much in the last year or so that's pretty typical of anyone anyways. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a small break and play a song. We wanted to see if you can tell us a little bit about your song, Under the Gun, before we play it.
Well, let's see. I'll start out real quick. The riff is definitely a bluesy kind of a older vibe or riff to it with a little bit of some 90s Nirvana touch in terms of inspiration. Lyric-wise, go ahead, Ken.
You know, Under the Gun, it was just, I was going through a really hard time in my life, and it was just about just chomping the bit, keep it going, and not giving up, and, you know, not let people influence me, and for me, it's, I think it's a Stone Temple Pilots thing that kind of inspired me. It was what really got me flowing on that one.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're going to start playing the song, and I really wanted to thank you guys for giving us the time, you know, and interviewing you guys and getting to know you guys most of all. So here's the song.
Thank you.
Check it out. we're back at OC Music Now Live here with Laura Ramirez and Rum Soak Raisin. Hey, you guys want to do a shout out before we end the show today where people can find your music?
You can come see us Friday at the Canyon Fireside Grill.
Nice, I'll be there.
Yeah, and then rumsoakedraisins.com, or just go to Facebook, search us out on Facebook either way, and you can check us out there. And Reverb Nation has all our originals available right now for download, too.
Cool. You guys want to get out any shout-outs to anybody?
We're doing, once again, 28th of July. If anyone wants to see us with the Jefferson Starship at the Coach House, you can message us on Facebook. Quick shout-out. We're doing an unplugged 45-minute session for a fundraiser a friend of mine's doing to raise money for orphans in Southeast Asia. It's October 19th, and if anyone wants info, they can go to Song, S-O-N-G, and A-N-D, Heart, H-E-R-T.com, and we'll be posting up info about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Some classical musicians are there, and the money goes for a great cause, and that's October 19th. Other than that, check us out.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being on the show today, and I'll see you guys on, Friday.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day. And our next event at OC Music Now is at Casa Ranchero with, it's with Ragaban from 4 to 7 p.m. I want to thank all the sponsors today, B&B Remodeling, Surpro, and Rebecca Lawler. And we'll be back next Saturday from 1 to 2 with another surprise guest. Thank you so much, and have a great day, you guys.
Have a great day, Orange County.
Soul
Take care.
Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
What you make it. If you see an opportunity, ya know you better take it. And don't you mistake it. And don't you fake it. No, the golden rule, don't you break it. See, life can be a fantasy or a reality. It's just a state of your mentality. Don't lose your soul to vanity. It's insanity. Come show some love for humanity. My name is Fatima. Genealogy.
and your psychology, and no man can erase it. There's a natural mystic flowing in the air, yeah. Science cannot trace it, but I can feel it, hear it, see it, smell it. I can even taste it. My name is Pato Banza.
Radio.